Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Somehow we're not surprised on this momentous occasion that David has a song to sing. 1 Chronicles 29, verses 10 to 20. God's people should be singing people. Before any altar was built, before any incense arose from the coming temple, David wanted to, quote, offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name, Hebrews 13:15. What is his first point? Quote, yours. It's all yours. Quote, yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and on earth is yours. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. 1 Chronicles 29, verses 11 and 12. So what does that mean? This gold and silver, these stones and timber, this song of praise, quote, all things come from you, and of your own we have given you. Verse 14, quote, all this abundance that we have prepared to build you a house for your holy name is from your hand and is all your own. Verse 16. But wait, it's true that none of us could make a gold mine or build a lamb. Everything we give must first come from God. However, how we give it back is the little but significant part we can contribute. The gifts are from your hand, but we have the heart part. Quote, as for me, in the uprightness of my heart I have willingly offered. And now with joy I have seen your people who are present here to offer willingly to you. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the intent of the thoughts of the heart of your people, and fix their heart toward you. And give my son Solomon a loyal heart. Verses 17 to 19. So there we have it. Everything comes from his hand, but it may return in praise to him from your heart. Quote, then David said to all the assembly, now, bless the Lord your God. Verse 20. They did, and so should we.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.